We've spoken a lot about the koach of tshuva, the power of tshuva. Then now there's Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is an added dimension that we didn't speak about. What does Yom Kippur do that tshuva didn't do? Tshuva, it's supposed to take care of everything, tshuva. The truth is, though, the Gemara says it's not the case. It depends on what you're doing tshuva for. If it's a mitzvah saseh, that you're doing tshuva for not doing a mitzvah saseh, so tshuva taka is enough, and you're finished with the whole thing. If it's a mitzvah slo saseh, if it's a negative commandment, so then it's not enough just to do tshuva. If it's the type, it depends on what type of mitzvah slo saseh it is. If it's one that has kores or mitzvah beis din, if it's shogeg or mezid, so then you need Chas v'Shalom, maybe Yisurim, some form of suffering in this world besides the tshuva. Or Chas v'Shalom, it could be even Averas. There are Averas that there's no amount of suffering that finishes off the Kapora, only death. Chilul Hashem, the Gemara says if a person who has violated Chilul Hashem, so tshuva and Yisurim and Yom HaKippurim all just protect the person, that it shouldn't be too bad for him in this world, but he's not completely cleaned from the sin until his death. Chilul Hashem knows how to judge his things. We don't know, but theoretically, Chilul Hashem, it doesn't matter, Shogig or Mezid. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, and Yom HaKippurim, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, is one of those things that the Rabbeinu Shem gives us to help finish off the kapora of what tshuva doesn't take care of. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Moshel Lamad of Hadoyme, a person who was sick, Chas v'Shalom, he was very sick, and the disease was more or less cured, but he still has some problems. And those problems have to be taken care of after the disease is over. He's still got internal problems, and he may have to take some very harsh medicines to finish up the vestiges and the problems that were caused whatever disease he had caused in his body. So too, he says, a person could be did tshuva taka, and the Ribbono Shel Olam was moichel him. But there's still something left. Rabbi says, okay, I forgive you. And this fits very well with what we explained yesterday, Rav Tzodik, is that a person cut off his arm, it doesn't help that you regret doing it. It doesn't make the arm come back. Right? So the chet, there's a reality of chet that causes some problem. And the tshuva, the Rabbi says, Meichel, is Saleach Meichel. But there's still a problem. There could be still a problem. And that, we have different forms. The Bereshit gave us different forms of remedies, of medicines, to cure that. One of them is, the most powerful one is Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is the mega antibiotic, the elixir that washes us clean. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem choneini refo nafshi ki chosi lo. Hashem, have pity upon me, be gracious to me, and give me a cure for my soul, which is sin for you. And then it says, a pasuk in Yeshayah, b'shov v'rofaloi. If a person returns to Hashem, v'rofaloi, Hashem will cure him. As one step is tshuva, that a person has to regret what he did, and commit himself that he's not going to do it again. And vidui, right? He has to confess it. But there's another level that you have to fix up the mess. There's a mess in the person's being has been affected by chet, and that has to be cured. So he says, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Afal pisha nirpo rova choli, even though the majority of this disease has gone through the body, v'sor marbis chelke oinish, achrei atshuva, the tshuva is taking care of most of everything, V'shov Hashem micharon apo. Hashem is not angry at the person anymore. Lo sinoki hanefesh adenu micholi v'lo nitzavoyne. Still, the nefesh, of that person, of every person who has sin, is not completely cleaned. And therefore, since it's not completely cleaned, it cannot completely cling to Hashem. Ad asher yivoser achoyte b'yisurim, until the sinner has been punished through some form of yisurim, some sort of pain, some form of tzoras, like we find by Cain, he said, after he killed Hevel, he said, God, and Hashem decreed that a terrible curse on him. So Cain said, God, my sin is too great to bear. I've been banished from Gan Eden, and I have to hide from you. And I'm going to be wandering around, and I have to run around because people are trying to kill me because I'm a horrible person. That was part of the decree, was that he should have to be running from place to place like a fugitive. And eventually somebody's going to take revenge for killing Hevel, and he's going to get killed. So he did tshuva. Says the Chazal, said Cain did tshuva. And what was the response? Vayosem Hashem leKain ois. So Hashem made a sign on Cain, and Levilti Akoso Soy Kol Moitzo, so nobody could kill him. So his tshuva took away the death sentence. Hashem originally decreed that he should be killed like a fugitive running away. And then when he did tshuva, Hashem put an ois on him, put a sign on him, that nobody, everyone was afraid to kill him. But he was still banished. Vayeshu Beretz Noid Kidmas Eden, but he was still banished. But even the banishment was not as severe as before, because for Hashem decreed nov and nod, that he has to wander from place to place. And in the end, after he did tshuva, he only had to be a wanderer. He only had to be a stranger in the land of Eretz Nod. He was a stranger, but it only in one place. So you see that even after tshuva, he says there's still something left. There's still something left. The Baruch Hashem is not angry at him. The Baruch Hashem is moichel him. But the metzias is the person's not clean yet. He's not fixed up. There's still the person, God forbid, had a stroke or something. The stroke is over, God forbid. But he can't walk properly afterwards. He can't speak properly afterwards. He has to go through a whole process now of relearning everything that he once knew how to do, because the disease took its toll on him. So too chet takes its toll. And there are different ways of finishing off the kapara. Depends on what it is. If a person did a chet that's got a chiv misa, of course he did a b'shogeg, he brings a korban and he does tshuva, and that takes it away, but he still needs Yom HaKippurim. Nothing is finished without Yom HaKippurim. So Yom HaKippurim is the day, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher eschem. That's the Torah says, on the day of Yom HaKippur. It doesn't say Yom HaSlicha. It's not called Yom HaSlicha, Yom HaMechila. It's called Yom HaKippurim. Kippurim is to wipe clean. Kippur is to, like Rashi says, Kapora is to wipe clean. The person comes out completely, there's no vestige left of the sin. That's V'yom HaZeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Taher Eschem. The Baruch Hashem gave Yom HaKippur to purify us. Mikol Chatoi Seichem, from all the Chatoim, Lifnei Hashem Titor. In front of Hashem we become pure on such a day. That's why we need Yom HaKippurim, to completely cleanse us, to completely eliminate the vestiges and the harm and damage of chet. Refa'enu Hashem, refa'enu Hashem ki choto nafshi. What's the Lashon HaPosuk? Refa nafshi ki choto silach. Like the Rambam says, there's choyle ha-nefesh. Every chet is a choyle ha-nefesh. There's a disease in the soul. And Enachanami the Rabbanu Shalom is Moichel and Soleach, he forgives us, but there's still problem. The soul is sick still. That's good for Averis, the minor Averis that you don't need Yisurim for. But there are Averis that you need Yisurim, that you need to, it's not enough that you just say Chotosi Ovisi Upushati, and it's not enough just Yom HaKippurim itself, you need Yisurim also, Chas V'Shalom. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Yisurim of Yom HaKippurim, the Yisurim of not eating, the Rebbein Shem could take that instead of the Yisurim that the person should have suffered for his chetz. It could be that there are the Yisurim, there's two things on Yom Kippurim. There's the Yisurim, Visanisem, Esnaf Shoseichem, they have to afflict our souls. We have to bring upon ourselves Yisurim to show us that we are accepting that we should be punished for our sins. And those Yisurim of not eating will help cleanse us. And then there's another thing, Yitzumo Shel Yom, the day itself is a day of Tara, a day of Kapora. The day itself, without the Yisurim, is a day of tremendous cleansing and purification with tshuva, as long as we do tshuva also. So this is Rabbeinu Yoina. Some very interesting things here. For the veiras that require yisurim chas v'sholom, says Rabbeinu Yoina, so a person should take upon himself yisurim. Well, who says it has to be the yisurim that happened to happen upon the person as a gzeira min hashamayim? The person himself can take upon himself yisurim, fasting, crying, separating ourselves from pleasures, afflictions, self afflictions. Like it says in the Pasuk in Yoel, do tshuva together with broken hearts and with mourning and moaning and fasting. The person should always be have time, not all day long obviously, but he should have times when he ponders the bitterness of his heart for doing sin. The Rebbein Shem will take that instead of Yisurim. You think it's fun to feel sad about sins? It's no pleasure. It's not only is it no pleasure, says Rabbeinu Yoina, but he brings from the pasuk, "Ruach ish yichalka machaleo v'ruch necheo miyisayanu." What's worse? What's more painful? The disease itself or the broken spirit of the sick person? What is more harmful? What's a greater pain? What's a greater yoke on the psyche of the person, even on the nefesh of the person? From this pasuk, says Rabbeinu Yoina, you see that the worse than the physical affliction is a mental affliction, is mental anguish, is emotional pain. That's much worse than physical affliction. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yoina, if a person will afflict himself with yisuri nefesh, with charata, remorse, regret, looking at oneself with no white gloves, right? You're really with naked truth, and you look at yourself and you find yourself taka to be naked and empty of good deeds and full of bad and full of mistakes and full of harm and who knows and ve'veis, and we mamish take a cheshbon and nefesh, and we feel hollow and empty and far away from Hashem. That yisurim. Those Yisurim, the Rebbein Shem can take those Yisurim instead of the Yisurim of Chayt, that a person, if he didn't do that, would have to suffer in another way. And it's even more powerful than physical Yisurim. So as we go into Yom HaKippurim, not only are we afflicting ourselves physically by not eating and drinking and denying ourselves other pleasures, not wearing shoes, etc., not using creams and all sorts of things, right? Not only physically afflicting ourselves, but we say vidui 10 times. We confessing. It's not fun to confess. Does anybody here enjoy confessing? Really looking at the mistakes we made, seeing of our own guilt, taking recognition of our own guilt, and feeling the horrible emptiness and distance from Hashem. It you feel like your neshama is being ripped out. It says, but those yisurim of the viduyim, those are part of the kapara. With those yisurim of the tshuva process, we're wiping out, Be'ezus Hashem, all the physical yisurim that would come if we wouldn't do that. So Yom HaKippur is this very unusual day where on the one hand it's gewaltig, the Rosh Hashem is going to give us a tremendous slicha and kapora. On the other hand, we've got to like really cut ourselves up.
We got to really dissect ourselves, and as painful as it is, we have to go through the process. And by going through the process, we ourselves are cleaning ourselves from the tremendous yisurim chas v'sholom that could come upon a person who has sinned chas v'sholom. Ve'ein tzadik bo'etz asher yaseh tov li'achto. So there are other eitzes, Rabbeinu Yonah says, there are other things we can do to help the tshuva process. The Gemara says if a person brings a korban olah, for what? Because he didn't do a mitzvah sase, he didn't do a positive commandment. What does he need a kapora for? He says even though tshuva itself takes care of a person didn't do a mitzvah sase, he does tshuva, he's clean, finished. But if he wants, he can still bring a korban olah. Why would he want to bring korban olah? Tshuva took care of the whole thing. He says, yeah, but there's still more. You bring an olah, you're going to be even better. Like we spoke about before, it could be a person Hashem is completely mochel, completely forgives a person, but he says, listen, you know what? Don't show up here tomorrow. I'm mochel you, but I don't want you on my... I want you so. Bring an olah. So nice of you. I'll go say, come back. The Rebbe Yishim, you show that you're not, you don't have to bring the Ola, but you bring the Ola. It accomplishes something. It brings a person closer to Hashem. He says, but we don't have an Ola. So Chazal says, so you can learn Parshas Ola. You can read the Psukim of the Korban Ola. And it's also, the Rebbe Yishim takes that and considers that as if we brought the Korban Ola. He says, an Ola also comes for Hihur Aleif. A korban olah, a person could bring also if he has bad thoughts in his heart, fantasies, things that he shouldn't be thinking about, right? For that, an olah is machaper also. So the Rebbe Hashem gives us this tremendous gewaltige zgula that if we can't bring an olah, we can read Parshas Olah, and the Rebbe Hashem accepts that as if we brought an olah. Koloisig, but Parshas Olah, kikri v'olah. The same is true of the chatas. So there are ways that we can help our own kapora with such ease and such comfort compared to chas v'sholom the alternative. If a person comes to Erev Yom Kippur, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the mova odam al mitzvahs lo saseh v'osa tshuva, a person violated commandments and he did tshuva, but you're not finished until Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, for all the affairs you need Yom HaKippurim. Yidag Lavona, a person should be, the whole year he has to be worried, v'yichsaf, and he should yearn, v'yichaken, and wait with great anticipation for Yom Kippur. So let's say during the year, a person sinned. Did tshuva shlema, but the whole year he's got to be yearning and desiring, I just wish it would be Yom Kippur yet, because he's not done yet. He doesn't get rid of the chet till Yom HaKippurim. With all the tshuva, a person could put on, you know, all the 20 levels of tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, tshuva Yira, tshuva Me'ava. Well, you still need Yom HaKippurim. It's not done until Yom HaKippurim comes. So a person should always be focused on Yom HaKippurim, because that's the day, L'man Yisratel Hashem Yisbochan. After Yom HaKippurim, the Rebbe Hashem is going to want us again. Like it says, Atovach Atonu, Mikolo Amim, Ohavto Isonu, V'rotzi Isoponu. Hashem, you loved us. He loved us when we received the Torah, but then we did the Chet HaEgel, and then he didn't love us so much anymore. But we appeased Hashem, and he desired us again after Yom HaKippur. Moshe Rabbeinu got the slicha on the kapora on Yom HaKippurim. The Hashem wants us still. He desires us. He wants us back on his team that was on Yom HaKippurim. So a person should always be yearning for Yom HaKippurim, because that's the day when we're going to get back the favor in Hashem's eyes. We're going to be his team. We're his children when we finish Yom HaKippurim. So therefore, Chalda Chachomim said, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Kol HaKoveya Su'udah Berav Yom HaKippurim Kilo Nitzdav L'Sanas Chi V'Asiri V'Sanah B'Yam. Anybody who makes a Su'udah is a mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so much so that the Torah considers it, if we eat on Erev Yom Kippur, the Gro held there, it's a mitzvah to eat all day long. the whole day tomorrow. It's a mitzvah to eat all day. I mean, it's impossible. You get a sick stomach. I don't recommend it. But it's a mitzvah to eat all day long. But what? Yeah, right. I guess once they had me, I don't know exactly how you're supposed to do it. But the Bereshim considers it as if we fasted for 2 days. If we eat on Erev Yom Kippur, the Bereshim considers it we fasted on 2 days. The Tzaddik says, what do you mean if they fasted on 2 days? That means like the ninth, tomorrow, and Yom Kippur, those are the 2 days? No, he says, in fact, just for tomorrow, you get the schar of 2 fasts. She and a series, just for eating tomorrow. It's Gevaldige Mitzvah, right? Kihera Simchosoi, why says Rabbeinu Yonah? Why do you get such schar? I mean, wow, the food's going to be good tomorrow. Go, you say, buy yourselves a nice bottle of grape juice, and eat some good, geschmacki zach. It's all Sudas Mitzvah, the whole day is Sudas Mitzvah. Nice piece of cake, you like chocolate, buy some chocolate. It's Givaldig, yes, tomorrow's a day to celebrate. And the Rishon gives us schar as if we're fasting. Unbelievable, how does that work? So give us schar for eating. Now, give us schar for making as soon as the altar. So don't give us schar for fasting. So Rabbeinu Yonah says a pshat. Ki helo simchoso ba'agia zman kaporosoi. V'siyelo le'edal da'goso la'shmosev yigoyne v'la'vinoisov. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, you know why you're giving schar as if you fasted? Because what are you so happy about? Why are you so happy of Yom Kippur? You know why? Because the day is coming. Yom Kippur is coming. I'm going to be purged from this horrible sin that is on my back, that's weighing on me the whole year, and it's like this big cockroach, this big virus leech sucking away my energy, and tomorrow it's going off, Gevaldig, the whole simcha is coming because of your fear from sin. Since the simcha is coming from fear from sin, the Rebbeinu Shem gives this schar as if you fasted that day, because it's coming from the horrible feelings of the whole year of worrying and feeling guilty and sadness of the Averis, and now you're showing how really disturbed you were about those Averis by being so happy that you're about to get rid of them. That's one pshat, he says. The other pshat, Vashenis, ki b'shar yom tovim anachnu kovim suda l'simchas ha-mitzvah. Every yom tov, there's a suda's mitzvah, simchas yom tov. A meal at night, a meal in the daytime. Yom Kippur, you can't, because of Isanisim, you're supposed to fast. So where's the Sudas Yom Tov? Tomorrow. Tomorrow's the Sudas Yom Tov for Yom Kippur, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Ki yigdol v'yizge ma'oiz chah mitzvah ala simcha. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, says, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives so much reward for doing a mitzvah with simcha, much more than doing it without simcha. Says, that's the pshat, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives the reward as if you fasted 2 days. Why? Because you're besimcha today. You're doing the Sudas mitzvah besimcha. Look at this, Rabbi. This is like Mavhil al Orion. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, do 248 mitzvahs. Don't do 365 averis. And if you do, you're going to get punished. If you do the averis, you're going to get punished. You don't do the mitzvahs, you're going to lose out. And we don't listen, and we don't. Okay, you're going to be punished. So Rabbeinu Shalom says, okay, you know what? You messed up. I'm going to give you a day when you can fix yourselves up. Fix yourselves up. Says, oh, you fix yourselves up. The Rabbeinu Shalom fixes us up. Ki b'yom hazeh atayah, the Rabbeinu Shalom is matayah on that day. Ki yechaper aleichem l'tayah, on the day, the Rabbeinu Shalom is mechaper on the verse. But the Rabbeinu Shalom says, I want you to do this mitzvah b'simcha. What mitzvah? The mitzvah of saying, I'm sorry that I'd sinned to you. As if you'll do that mitzvah b'simcha, the Rebbe is going to give us reward, huge reward, for regretting our averus that we weren't supposed to do in the first place. Unbelievable. The Rebbe is going to say, here, I'm giving you a mitzvah right now. You're going to come say you're sorry? You deserve to be sorry. You deserve punishment. You deserve yisurim. But you know what? If you're going to be happy about this simcha, about this mitzvah of becoming clean on Yom Kippur, I'm going to give you a special reward just for being happy. See, Rachamei Hashem, you see how much Hashem loves us? We could, Chas v'Sholom, like spit in his face, Chas v'Sholom, and the Rebbe says, you know what? If you, in the process of coming to come clean, to come ask for forgiveness, if you're going to show your simcha, if you're going to show you're happy about this mitzvah, I'm going to reward you. Not stam reward. I'm going to give you schar of 1 day of eating is like 2 days of fasting. and the Rizal says, the Reb Tzaddik says, that if you have the either eat on Erev Yom Kippur and you fast on Yom Kippur, you get the reward of 27 fasts. That's all cheshbon, why? But 27 fasts, because it says if you fast 2 days in a row, you have the schar of 26 fasts as the result. And Yom Kippur, I'm going to fast also. That's the third. It's 27 fasts. Yeah, it's not all right. It's like a person who goes up to your neighbor, you burned his house down, you know, you killed his wife and kids, right? You did everything you could to destroy the guy's life. And you come and say, I'm sorry. He says, you know what? If you're really happy in the process of showing me that you're really, you know what? I'm going to build you a house, I'm going to get you a wife, and feed your kids, and I'm going to give you a gewaltig, you're a gewaltig, you're unbelievable. What? Are you human ki super chesed Hashem? Is that lo you human ki super chesed Hashem? Is Yom Kippur a day to be happy or not? That's the pshat in Chazal, it's the best day of the year, Yom Kippur is the best day of the year. On the other hand, it's like it's this weird thing, but we got to rip ourselves to pieces on Yom Kippur. Ten viduyim, you know, sorrow, remorse, regret, think, but you got to do it b'simcha. It's only in ruchnis it's shayach such a thing. Only in ruchnis shayach that the person could be feeling remorse and regret and denying himself pleasures and beating himself up psychologically and emotionally and spiritually, and is rather coming harsh and down upon himself. And he's not eating and drinking and the whole thing over there. And it's going off. It's going. I'm coming closer to the Rebbeinu. I mean, he's giving me reward. If I do it b'simcha, he's doing it. So during the Viduyim and the Yom Kippur, where there's all the crying and the remorse, it gets hard to really show your simcha. Right? So the Rebbeinu gave us a whole day tomorrow to show your simcha. Like it's the retroactive simcha. The simcha of Yom Kippur, we're going to celebrate Erev Yom Kippur. That's the second shot. The third pshat, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and this is the unbelievable Yom Tov we're going to have tomorrow, of Erev Yom Kippur, which I was mistopic whether it's a mitzvah tonight or not. I'm not sure whether it's a mitzvah tonight, but it could be even, pshat is even tonight's a mitzvah to eat. But he says, the third pshat is that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to have strength to be able to daven and ask Mechila, so he gave us a suda, to make sure you eat. He says, Rabbeinu, when you come, you know, it's going to be a long day, it's going to be hard, and you're coming to ask forgiveness, I want you to be able to do it in a good way, to have the strength and to be able to do it. So he says, please eat. Please, like the ultimate Jewish mother, right? We are a rotten kid, but, you know, the mom, she can't send you to bed without food. You just can't. Right? Have a hard day at school tomorrow. See, the chesed Hashem, mahaflu v'fela the chesed Hashem. So the Rabbeinu goes on to say that a person should know that even a virus, that there is no kapora for in this world, like Chilul Hashem. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Dover Niflu. That he says, Chazal said, "There's no." I'm telling you, there is one. He says Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm telling you, there's a way out of this. He says. You can't cure yourself of Chilul Hashem without death. So there is a way out. If you can show the greatness of Torah, the beauty of Torah, the Kedushas HaTorah, the greatness of Hashem, the honor of Hashem to other people, you make a Kiddush Hashem, the Sora Avonia Merov Berov Goydel Kishon Amas. He says the whole Avera of Chilul Hashem goes away. Half of a fellow. Wow. Then Yonah looked. He said, "But the Chacham Ha'alos says I'll find you a refuah for that." Person's Oisik in Kiddush Hashem could take away the big nothing. Nothing is more powerful than making a Kiddush Hashem. Being mechazik yourself and inspiring others. And I'm not talking about going in a ra kiruv type person. Person mechazik himself, so he's an inspiration to other people, and the people you can be on, you must be on them. That has the greatest power to bring a person broken and to protect a person from yisurim and suffering. Furthermore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, says even the veiros achamuris, the very severe veiros chas v'sholem, bechesed uveemes yichupar avim. There's another segula. Many segulas Rabbeinu Shem gave. Look at half of a fellow Rabbeinu Shem gives all these punishments. He said, "Look, here's a way out. Here's a way out. Here's a way out. Here's a way out." And you don't have to suffer the whole like horrible thing that like it says in Bechukosai, right? Says there's a bechesed of emes yichupar avim, doing acts of chesed, being kind to other people, steiging in chesed uve emes kinyan Torah. Says Rabbeinu, you're learning Torah. Kine emes kinei al timkor. The person will steig v'soroscho emes So a person is called, Torah is called Eitz Chaim Hilo Machzikim Bo. If a person even was over on Chas V'Shalom, something that is his Chayv Koris or Mises Basting, he says a person should mechazik himself in Chesed and Torah. What does mechazik yourself in Torah? He says more Torah. If you're accustomed only to read one parak a day, read two prokim a day. If you're accustomed only to read one parasha, it's less in the stomach than a parak, so learn two parashas. If you're only one pasuk, whatever you do, try and do more than what you did before. He says the Torah will help protect us from Yisurim in two different ways. He says one, because Chazal say, tell us Talmud Torah keneged kulam, because when you learn Torah, it's like you're doing all the mitzvahs. So that's pretty good, you know. Every time you learn every word, you're getting 613 mitzvahs. As Gavaldi, you're just increasing your mitzvahs so much. It's a tremendous schuz. Secondly, he says, this is a tremendous question. A person is oimel in Torah, works hard in Torah, toils in Torah. He loses sleep, not too much sleep, some sleep, not too much sleep, right? You can't go without sleep, but a person is accustomed to 8 hours, so I'm going to learn an extra half hour, 7.5 hours, so he needs 9 hours, he's going to learn 8 hours, whatever. A person takes off a bit of his sleep for the sake of Torah. You take away some of your sleep, you really want to sleep for 2 hours in the afternoon. No, I'm only going to sleep for a half hour because I want to learn more, right? That the Rebbeinu Shalom takes that Yisurim instead of the Yisurim that you should get for the Chet. All people have to toil, but how fortunate is the person who his toiling is through Torah. So the toiling in Torah, who says you got to get the Yisurim the hard way? You get Yisurim through remorse and regret of Averis, through Viduim. That's Yisurim Az, the worst Yisurim, says Rebbeinu Yonah. So you can get Yisurim through being Miyagel ourselves in Torah, toiling hard in Torah, taking a little bit of sleep away, adding on Torah, more than we used to learn. It's gewaltig. And together with Yom HaKippurim, we'd eat tomorrow, and we'll fast on Yom HaKippurim. It's gewaltig. By Motzi Yom HaKippurim, the roof's going to come off the Simcha. So the Gemara says that at Leil Pesach, the Simcha, on the night of Pesach, the Simcha was so great in the Jewish houses of Yerushalayim, all the Yiddish Shtub in Yerushalayim, says Toka Igra, the roofs came off from the tremendous Simcha of the Hallel they were singing. Now, who knows what happened on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur Mesamech is in.
Wow.
Last time we shall be zeicher to slicha mechil and kapora shleima, and we shall be zeicher to feel the tremendous Simcha that Hashem is coming so close. He's such a Baal Chesed, such a Jewish man. He cares about it. He says, do this and do this and do this and do this. It's going to work out. You have to have bitochen. That's what the G'day Lam Lusa says. A person has to have tremendous bitochen Hashem that Slich and Kapora works. To be Bateach Hashem that all these things work. And you'll see after Yom Kippur, you'll feel the Simcha. The feeling of Simcha after Yom Kippur is the biggest proof that the Slich and the Kapora works.